Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Burning Hearts, using scripture to draw us into a deeply intimate conversation with the Lord. Rachel asks us to consider two questions. What is God saying to us? And what are we doing about it?
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Burning Hearts with me, Rachel Herbeck. Most of you, if you're listening to this when this episode is coming out, you're recovering from Thanksgiving. Maybe you are eating like a little sandwich with a little turkey and gravy. I don't know. This may be controversial, but I am about to say something so un-American. I am not a huge Thanksgiving food person. I kind of allow it to happen once a year. But even that, like, my family is not really like, we still need to have it. Like, we've done Thanksgivings in the past where we've done like lamb chops and homemade pasta and all that kind of stuff. So I hope you had an amazing Thanksgiving. And I hope Christ was working in your heart to be made new. I hope you could see the transformation. I hope you could enter into situations in a new way, loving and allowing yourself to be loved, and really accepted that challenge that we gave yesterday. If you didn't listen to yesterday's episode, I would encourage you to listen to it. It's not like super specific to Thanksgiving, but we did talk about, like, we're in the holidays, and part of holidays is like family dynamics, you know, of being like, okay, like, my family's coming home, this is a lot. Or like, maybe you're the person that always hosts, or maybe your family can never make a plan. Whatever it is, there's always ways that the devil is lurking around from this time until after Christmas to make it difficult for us to love each other and to grow in virtue. And so yesterday, in accordance with the passage, we're talking about, I've been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. Christ is alive in you. He's working. He's come to make his dwelling place with you. This is the best news ever. Even when you don't feel it, Christ is alive in you. Even when you sin, you can go to confession, and that place, that dwelling place of God, can be restored in you, and you can have grace. It's so amazing. It's so amazing. It's truly the best news ever. God is working in us. And as we talked about last week, God loves you. He is on your side. He is coming for you, and he never gives up. He never gives up. So if you're like, if you've listened to this week and been like, okay, I know I'm crucified with Christ, I know this is a spiritual reality, but like, I feel like I have so many roadblocks, I feel so discouraged, all this different kind of stuff, God is on your side. He loves you. He's coming for you. Keep coming back to him. Keep asking the Holy Spirit for power. Keep asking the Holy Spirit for grace, because God wants to make these realities manifest and real in your life. I know God is working a good work within you. So we talked about that yesterday, and I want to encourage you, listen to the whole week. And so maybe yesterday you're like, yeah, yesterday didn't go so great for me, or this is just not clicking for me, or this is hard, or whatever it is. God is still speaking to us today. Hold on to that reality of who you are in Christ. God today, where we left off yesterday, is God has made his home in you. That's so many amazing things for transformation, but it also means a great relational thing. It means God wants to come so close to you. He wants to come so close to me. His intent is to take us home to the wedding feast of the Lamb, where he is the groom and we are the bride. And so on earth, he gets as close to us as we will let him. He says, I am after, yes, transformation, but I'm after communion. And when I come into your heart, when you're crucified by baptism and I come into your heart, you are a new creature. And we are one. God is giving us unbelievable access to him, that we can live intimately with him, that we can walk intimately with him. I was, just a really quick story before we pray, and then we wrap up the verses here. I was driving my best friend. I was driving her little girl, who's three, around, and we had just gotten her some new shoes, and she wanted to put them on right away. And you really can't argue with a three-year-old. And so she had the new shoes on, but she was wearing them without socks. And so they were like, after a while, they were really starting to hurt her. And we passed our office here at Renewal Ministries. And I had taken her into the office before, and she knew that there was a chapel here. And so as we passed the office, she was like, oh, that's where Jesus lives. And so we began to talk about where Jesus lives. And I was like, but Jesus also lives in your heart. And you could talk to him about anything you want to talk to him about in your heart. You just like say, Jesus, I want to talk to you about this. And so then a few minutes later, she started like crying, because she was like, oh my gosh, my feet hurt so badly. My new shoes are bothering me, like without socks, like my new shoes hurt. And I was like, oh, do you remember who I said lives in your heart that you can talk to about anything? And she was like, Jesus. So then a few minutes later, it's quiet. And I hear from the back, she's looking down at her heart and she's whispering and she's going, Jesus, I'm really upset about my shoes. They're really hurting me. And it was this beautiful thing of like she was talking to Jesus in her heart. And so often we think like God is out there. And don't get me wrong, I love adoration. Go to adoration as much as you can so we can get that radiation therapy from his literal body. But God dwells in you. And even as you continue throughout, like maybe you're doing your family celebrations today for Thanksgiving. Maybe you're like, yeah, we had a blow up yesterday in our family and we have to do some mending or whatever it is. Go to Jesus in your heart. Say, Jesus, I'm struggling. Jesus, show me that you're there. Jesus, show me that I'm your resting place. Jesus, live in me, dwell in me, because I am alive because you live in me. Amen. So let's do this. Galatians 2:19. For I, through the law, died to the law that I might live to God. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself up for me. I love this part of the passage so much, and it oftentimes gets left out. Because what happens, friends? We read this and it's like, I've been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. Yes. But then we're like, oh, this is so spiritual. Like, this seems so far out there. Like, this seems so disconnected from the reality and the practical realities of my life and how I'm living and how I'm called to live. So what does this actually mean? What does this actually look like for my life? And I love Paul because he tells us. So this is where the scriptures are always inspirational and prescriptive. They actually tell us what to do. And I think oftentimes we say like, well, I don't know what to do. And God's like, well, read the Bible. I'm literally telling you. Because we talked about a couple days ago where it said, well, yeah, if my flesh is crucified and I'm a new person, why do I still struggle with sin? And the reality is we still live in a fallen world. There's still elemental powers of the world that are still pulling on us, and we are transformed. We're being transformed and we will be transformed. Just like we're saved, we are being saved and we will be saved. That reality is there. So we're still dealing with the flesh. And Paul addresses this. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me, and this life I now live in the flesh. So he's saying, I'm here on earth. I'm walking. I'm talking. I'm teaching. I'm getting arrested. Paul lived a full life. He's not just sitting around like on a rock, like teaching people and then running away and like resting when it was like, oh, this is too dangerous. He's living a full life. And he's saying, I'm acknowledging there's a life we have to live in the flesh. We live in the world. So what does that mean? How on earth do I live in this reality that feels like at times it's only in my head that I've been crucified with Christ and it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me? And he's saying, no, this reality, this is why it's so core to discipleship. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. Therefore, because of this, because of the reality that Christ is now alive in me, what happens? The way I live in the world is different. The way I live in the world is different. And friends, just to be frank, so many followers of Jesus are not living a different life in the world. In Colossians chapter 2, Paul asks the Colossians, he says, if you have died with Christ, why are you still living under the elemental powers of the world? He actually says it in this way. He says, why do you act like you still belong to the world? Whew. That's a tough question. Why do you act like you still belong to the world? If you've been crucified with Christ, it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. Therefore, the life I live now. Therefore, the life you live now. Therefore, today, if I'm doing Black Friday shopping, therefore today, if I'm having actually my family Thanksgiving celebration, therefore today, as I'm watching football, therefore today, as I'm interacting with the people around me, therefore the life I live today, not just the life I'm going to live when I'm in glory, the life I live today, the reality that God has given us, Christians, Catholics, we need to start living it now, not living it later.
God has given you grace to live now. Therefore, the life I live today in this moment, how does he live? I live by faith. I live by faith in the Son of God who loves me and gave himself up for me. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me now. Now I live differently. And what is the defining factor of what that life looks like? A life lived by fear? No. A life lived by control? No. A life lived by the preferences that I want? No. A life that means getting every desire that I've ever had? No. A life that means I will never, I will always have all the money I want. I will always get everything I want? No. The life I live now, I live by faith. Not a life free of pain. Not a life free of suffering. Not a life that perfectly aligns with our own vision. Not a life driven by our own selfishness. The life I now live, I live by faith. What is faith? We talk about faith a lot on this show. The scriptural definition. Faith is the assurance of what is hoped for and the certainty of what we do not see. Or the catechism definition, their whole response to what God has done for us, giving our whole selves to God, believing that he is who he says he is. The life I now live, I live in complete assurance in the future hope that God has given me. The life I now live, I live giving myself completely over to God and adhering my life to what he has revealed. The life I now live, I live by my desires? No. I live by the things that I want? No. I live by my emotions? No. The life I now live, because Christ lives in me, I have the ability through Christ to live a life now in the flesh, in today, in the world. Like I said, whatever you're doing today, God has given you the power because he lives in you, because you're a new creature. He has given you the power now. Not later. Stop putting it off till later. The transformation is now. It starts now. The life I now live, I live by faith. The life I now live, I now adhere myself. I give myself fully to the truth that God has revealed about his son, about his church, about his commandments, about who I am, about where I'm going. Now I live by faith in who? In this image of this worldview? No, I live by faith in the Son of God. What directs my life? Friends, there's a principle that practically directs your every step. Faith in the Son of God who loves you and died for you. Today, as we continue on, meditate on this. Ask God, am I living by faith? I'm living by faith, not by sight. Right now, today, God, help me. Help me to live by faith. I have been crucified with Christ. Make this your life mission statement. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. This life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loves me and gave himself up for me. Friends, a final encouragement, memorize that verse. Begin to say it to yourself. By Christmas, you should have this verse memorized. Thank you so much for joining me. God bless.
Burning Hearts is hosted by Rachel Herbeck, the Director of Young Adult Discipleship for Renewal Ministries. Each program can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and at RenewalMinistries.net. Burning Hearts is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Throughout the scriptures, Jesus' teaching on the conditions for salvation are consistent, urgent, and often very challenging. Friends, I'd like to offer you my friend Pete Burek's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? This booklet unpacks several gospel passages to help us find and stay on the narrow way. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/burninghearts. That's renewalministries.net/burninghearts.